From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders call on their forces to halt the fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. The violence continued Monday in South Sudan's capital, Juba, as we hear from Jason Patinkin.
South Sudanese government troops shelled a United Nations compound in Juba Monday, where nearly 30,000 civilians had taken shelter from the country's war, causing dozens of casualties. Government forces called SPLA and armed opposition called SPLA-IO have fought in the city for the past 4 days. Several hundred people have been killed, including civilians. Much of the fighting Monday was in the Jebel area near a UN base. There was also fighting near the airport, which has been shut down to all flights. Jason Patinkin, Nairobi.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo and targeted sanctions on South Sudan. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign on Wednesday, allowing Interior Minister Theresa May to become the country's next leader. May stepped in line to be the next prime minister when her only remaining rival for the post, Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom, withdrew from the race.
I'm delighted that we're not going to have a prolonged Conservative leadership election campaign. I think Andrea Leadsom has made absolutely the right decision to stand aside, and it's clear Theresa May has the overwhelming support of the Conservative parliamentary party.
David Cameron. The North Korean government says it is closing one of its last lines of communication with the United States. It says diplomatic communications through its United Nations office in New York will end in retaliation for U.S. sanctions against leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News.